Tim Snyder is the chairman of the Illinois Republican Party. He began this week at the Republican National Convention introducing himself to many Trump delegates who are new to politics and are here not to support the party, but their man, Donald Trump. Snyder would give speeches at breakfast every morning to a bleary-eyed crowd that's been staying up for the speeches and some drinks late into the night. Here's how the week started.
We're not your enemy, we're your friend.
By the final day, yesterday, Snyder was more forceful.
You all need the Illinois Republican Party.
Keep in mind, Snyder's role is to build the party. Snyder says if Trump supporters want to really help their candidate, they need to be more strategic. Don't just knock on doors to talk about Trump. Knock on a swing voter's door. Convince that person. And Snyder says the state Republican Party knows which houses belong to swing voters.
We know more about you, I hate to say it, than you think.
Snyder says the party knows voters' spending habits and whether they watch Fox News or MSNBC. And he credits one person for why that data is better than ever. Bruce Rauner, the governor who won election with the help of his own personal fortune, and the person Trump delegates have been disappointed in all week because he's not endorsed Trump. Rauner won't even say Trump's name. Snyder's hoping to flip 22 state, House, and Senate seats in Illinois from Democratic to Republican in the fall election. And many of these Trump supporters are political newcomers who could help in flipping those districts. But right now, that seems unlikely. Lauren Chulgen has that part of the story.
Chairman Snyder has been praised by some members of the Illinois delegation for doing more to organize the Illinois Republican Party than past leaders. But Trump delegates also have a deep-seated anxiety about establishment politicians, and many of them lump the party chairman in that category.
It's starting to dawn on us that the party, and I'll put that in air quotes, needs us more than we need them. And I think that that scares the hell out of the whole party apparatus.
Jennifer Nevin says this week wasn't the first time she's heard party leaders tell Trump delegates like her that they need the Republican Party.
It's funny, I'm more inspired to get out and work for candidates that say the things that Donald Trump says. That's what I'm more inspired to do. I am not more inspired to work for a party that works against me and what I'm interested in.
Many Trump delegates have voiced concerns about the number of elected Republicans in Illinois who are still on the fence about Trump. And it's not just because these candidates love Donald Trump. It's because as constituents of Illinois, they expect the people they elected to office to represent their beliefs. So Trump delegate Jackie Menconi is taking that request from Chairman Snyder for party unity and turning it right back around on party leaders in Illinois and Washington.
Unless they in Illinois, like the Beltway Boys, get it and start listening to their constituents, it'll never happen. I think the GOP will destroy itself from within their own party.
And with that, Illinois Republicans seem to be right back where they started on Monday, with a party full of Trump supporters, distrustful of establishment politicians, and a state party trying to remind those political newcomers that the Illinois Republican Party is a friend, not an enemy. From the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, I'm Lauren Chulgen.